Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Al-Anon's primary purpose is to help families and friends of people who have a drinking problem. Today we're going to ask Al-Anon members how they came to realize that their lives had become unmanageable. Alexandria, how did you begin to realize that your life had become unmanageable?
I think it was when I realized that most of the time it felt like my heart was in my stomach and my stomach was in my throat, that I felt like my life was unmanageable because I spent so much time thinking about the alcoholics in my life and what they were doing and where they were going. I lost track of myself and where I was and who I was and what I had to offer the world. When I started to change my driving route to see if the alcoholic's car was parked and find out where the alcoholic was without them knowing that I was checking up on them, I stopped and realized that that's not very sane, not very helpful behavior, and I decided that I needed to maybe look at myself and try and find some relief from what was going on, and that's when I found Al-Anon.
How did you find Al-Anon?
I found Al-Anon through a piece of literature that was left in a health center, and I walked into my first meeting and immediately felt comfortable and understood and like I was in a room that was safe where there were people who got what I had been going through and had been where I had been as well. And it's changed my life in ways that I can't even begin to explain.
Well, great. Thank you very much for sharing your experience with us.
Thank you.
Gail, what made you realize that your life had become unmanageable?
Well, I was anxious all the time. I had little children, and I thought I was trying to hold the family together all by myself. Of course, the drinking was escalating with my husband, so I was constantly watching him all the time. I can laugh about it now, but I sure couldn't laugh about it then. Nothing was funny, you know. I've totally lost myself in it because I was totally focused on him and just trying to hold the family together and keeping the secret from everyone. I couldn't tell my family or any of my relatives, and I didn't want to tell the neighbors. They probably had a clue looking back on it, but I just felt really alone and isolated. And just like I say, just trying to hold it all together, it got to be way too much. And so I heard about a meeting that was kind of close by to where I worked during the day, and I thought I could go there at lunchtime, and so I did. It's amazing that I actually got myself there and met wonderful people and kept coming back, and things did get better. I just owe a whole lot to Al-Anon.
That's great. So did you know a little bit about Al-Anon before you went to your first meeting?
No, I didn't. I'd heard about Alcoholics Anonymous, but it's funny, I had never heard about Al-Anon, which looking back on it, I don't know why I didn't. Or maybe if somebody had mentioned it, it just went past me because I was totally focused on the alcoholic part, so much so that I thought I even had to go to those meetings with him. Al-Anon was for me, and because I'd been affected by the disease, and I learned all that there.
That's great. Thanks for sharing with us.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden, can you relate to what Alexandria and Gail said about their lives becoming unmanageable, or was your experience a little different?
My experience with my life being unmanageable was a little different. My parents were actually the alcoholics that first brought me into the program, and I realized that my life was unmanageable when I was parenting my parents because they weren't parenting me, doing things like driving my mother's minivan at the age of 12 to the bar to pick my father up, who was too drunk to drive himself home. So it was very obvious to me that something wasn't right, that I wasn't sort of having the childhood that all the other kids I knew were having. I knew my parents were sick. I just didn't understand my part in it, if I had a part in it, or what I could do to help.
So your first exposure to recovery then was probably an Alateen.
Yes. My story and as far as how I got into recovery is sort of what we call a higher power story. I was actually living on the streets, and I broke into a building to get out of a storm and walked into a room, and there were a bunch of kids and some adults there, and that was my first Alateen meeting.
Really? Wow.
And I was too embarrassed to say I was in the wrong place, so I stayed.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah, it saved my life, for sure. I had grown up with not just the alcoholism, but there was also a lot of violence in my childhood. And in Alateen, and later on in Al-Anon, I found people who understood what I was going through. They understood all the different feelings that came up around my life being unmanageable, and they accepted me judgment-free. And I think most importantly, they taught me that I didn't cause it, I can't control it, I can't cure it, and I don't have to contribute to it. And that in and of itself changed my life.
Now, can you explain a little bit for our listeners what you mean by a higher power experience?
Sure. Al-Anon and Alateen are not a religious program, so it doesn't matter what your religious beliefs are. We believe that higher power is whatever works for you. For some people, it's related to the religion that they have had their whole lives. For others, it's the group. It's a flower. It's nature. For me, my higher power is sort of the parent I always wanted but didn't have because my parents were sick and suffering from alcoholism, that there were sort of gaps in what they were able to teach me as a child. And I believe that I'm never alone because higher power is with me and there's always somebody from Al-Anon that I can call if I need help.
That's great. Thank you very much for sharing that experience with us.
Thanks.
And thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about what it means when we say that our lives have become unmanageable. You're invited to join this discussion by leaving a personal comment at alanonfamilygroups.org. Just click on the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery icon. Under the topic, click on Comment. In Al-Anon Family Groups, we share our experience, strength, and hope so we can make up our own minds about what is happening in our lives and what we might want to do about it. You're welcome to join us for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. You're also welcome to join us for a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Just click on How to Find a Meeting. Or you may call toll-free during business hours Eastern Time, 1-888-4-ALANON, to find an Al-Anon meeting near you. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.